What about that application for birth certificate? You know, you just, the mother is laying there going, oh, man, my God, am I glad that labor's over. That was horrible. Oh, and a nurse walks in and says, well, here, sign this, ma'am. You have a beautiful son, and, you know, here's the application for the birth certificate and stuff. Oh, yeah, and what do? You just, you know, they're half in la-la land. They're just so happy that labor's over, and they're done with that 9 months of struggling, you know, all the weight and everything. But they sign, and they don't even look at it. It's put before them, and they're told they're supposed to sign it, and they do. But there's one little word that's down there by that signature line, and that word is informant. Now, why on God's green earth would the word informant be on an application for a birth certificate? From a logic standpoint, informant, that sounds like something having to do with criminal matters or something, doesn't
yeah.
it? Well, the mother's informing the government that there's another child that can be used. Oh, goodness. Gee, do we know about that? Is the mother told about that? Well, you are informant. You're letting the government know so that they can start making money on this kid from the moment of birth. Wow. It all comes back to what do we know, what don't we know? And that's the big secret. So, there's so much of this stuff. Every time you go and sign your name somewhere, when you go, a lot of people never knew that when they go and buy a vehicle, they take their title and go, their MSO, and actually most people don't get to do this. It's done for them at the dealership, funny thing. Oh, well, we'll take care of all the title work for you. And we'll do everything. We'll send in the MSO and the title with the lien on it will be sent to your house and this and that. Most people don't have any clue that they are actually giving up ownership of that vehicle when they do so. Just simply by their signature on the application for title. Well, yeah, who would, if they were aware, would sign that away? So what is our job? I mean, when you go get a fishing license, I mean, a stream, a river, a natural lake, I'm not going to refer to a man-made lake, but a natural lake, just a dip in the earth that's got a bunch of water in it that was created by nature, why do we have to pay to get a license to go and get fish out of there that we might need to eat for subsistence? And what happens? There's a power of attorney on every single stinking thing that you get where you sign your name. So all of these things that are hidden. So how much education do we have to do with the American public, with everybody in this country? We're a small group of people. We know about this.
So what are the repercussions if you decline to sign?
Go ahead. What you mean? You're saying what are the repercussions?
Yeah, what are they? Yeah.
Well, let's say if you don't sign the application for title paperwork at the car dealer, they're not going to process you through. If you're financing it, they're not going to process you through and finish the deal.
What happens if you decline to sign the application for birth certificate?
Well, it's. I believe there are people that do, and they don't have a problem. The biggest problem is people, the women that are in that position have no clue about that. They don't realize there is a problem.
Of course, but I'm just saying if you are aware and you say, no, thank you, I don't believe I choose to sign that.
Hey, David.
Yes?
Ranger Ron from Maryland. Let me answer that because that just happened to me here. About a year ago, my daughter-in-law was laying in the bed. Nurse came in and said, here, sign this. She said, no, my father-in-law already told me about this. I'm not signing any of this stuff. And she says to the nurse says to her, if you don't sign this, you are not going out of here with your child. She says, oh, really? She reached over, got the phone, picked it up, dialed the number, says, hey, Dad, you know what this nurse over here, well, she said, you know what this bitch over here is trying to do? She's trying to steal your grandson. I said, oh, really? I went down to that house, I walked in there, and I said, point blank, which one of you clowns is in charge here? And the doctor said, please lower your voice. I said, I'm not lowering nothing. I said, who here wants to get charged for kidnapping my grandson? Well, I tell you what, all hell broke loose at that time, and everybody was listening to what I had to say. And they finally said, okay, no problem. I said, that's right, no problem. And I said, Patty, don't you sign a damn thing.
Very good.
Good for you.
Very good.
Okay, so there weren't any repercussions other than they got all upset and been out of
shape. Oh, they tried.
And threatened you.
They tried.
Right.
But does that give you an idea how deep they are into this, that they would make that big of a deal out of it?
So was a birth certificate issued? What happened in that regard?
Can you come back on to answer that?
I'm back. My damn thumb is so big I couldn't point first the buttons. What was the question?
The question was, so as a result of what you did, is there a birth certificate existing?
There's a birth certificate, but a county birth certificate, not a state birth certificate.
I see. Well, so the county issues one without a signature, huh?
Right.
Interesting. So I'm guessing that's their way to get around it. Even if you didn't sign, they're still going to issue. Somebody's going to issue something that begins that process. That initial adhesion contract.
The point is, they were trying to steal my grandson.
Oh, I know. I understand that. I'm just looking at the other side of, well, what happens then? How do they accomplish their goal of getting an initial adhesion contract?
No, unless somebody forges a signature on it. But I know Patty never signed it.
A quick question on that. Now, when the certificate was issued by the county, was there an application form for that, or was it just based on records of the birth from the hospital?
Records of the birth from the hospital.
That's what I was hoping you were going to say. So there was no application process where she signed as an informant.
She didn't sign nothing.
Good. There you go. There's some first-hand information, somebody involved in what you can do with this stuff. But it's just amazing that you would have that big a ruckus over that. That tells you that they had something to lose to make that big a stink over it.
Well, and I believe that, I don't know if this is true or not, I believe I've heard that the hospitals get paid for those birth certificates. Is that correct?
$4,000.
$4,000?
Yeah, for each one.
Really?
And just like the car dealers get $2,500 for each power of attorney.
So the hospital got nothing on that one?
I would say nothing. I don't know what happened.
Well, yeah.
She was ready to come out of the hospital, so let's go.
Yeah, and of course you made another good point, and this is what always happens. Unless you know how to stand up to them, you know, they will bully you, which is, and I'm sure the nurse, well, I'm not sure. My guess is the nurse didn't know. She was just doing what she was told and telling.
Exactly right. Only the doctors know what's going on, and the administrative people, they know what's going on.
Do the doctors know?
Sure they do.
Well,
biggest thieves in there.
That's interesting.
What state was that in?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Thank you. Very, very interesting.
Maryland is the most corrupt state next to Massachusetts, the country.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of men in contention for that, here to tell you.
There are probably some others that would contend with you in that regard. No doubt you have reason to believe that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's plenty of contestants in there for that wonderful honor.
When I took those criminals to court 5 years ago at the DMV, I had the head honcho at the DMV sitting in that courtroom, and I explained to the jury what happens with a title. And the prosecutor put him on the phone. He tried to deny it. And I said, let me remind you something. I said, you're under oath, and do you know what perjury means? I said, I'm going to ask you again. I said, what happens to the titles when the dealers sent them to you people. The judge said, don't answer that. He's already answered. I looked at the judge. I said, are you denying me due process? You know, I can put your name on this lawsuit, too. There's a lot of room here. And he shut up. And I went back to him, and I said, I want you to answer the question. And he finally said, we collateralize them. That was his answer. We collateralize them. I looked at the jury. I said, see what they're doing to your private property, boys and girls?
And how'd they come out in the end?
I won. I beat them.
Very good.
Good for you.
Very good. See, we're getting good news here tonight. This is stuff that people need to hear.